Hello everyone, my name is Justin Sedino and I'm a high schooler from Fair Lawn, currently podcasting on June 10th from the comfort of my living room, just as everyone should be, just to prevent the spread of COVID-19. However, this is not the reason for this podcast. I'm here to talk about a New York Times bestseller called Ender's Game. While I'm not extremely fond of reading books, it all changed when I read this 1985 classic during my downtime this past month. This book fits right into my interest with character development and learning how to fit into society when the odds are against you. And don't lie to yourself, we all dreamed of leading an army or being the hero of a planet when we were younger. Luckily for you, this novel can make your childhood dream come true. Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card is a science fiction novel that is about a six-year-old boy named Ender leaving his home with his beloved sister Valentine, his parents, and his hated brother Peter. He leaves his home after a buggers versus human intergalactic war to learn how to become a soldier in the battle school. However, Colonial Graf has different plans for him than just that. Ender is considered to be the chosen one and has been watched his whole life to see if he will be the one who will lead the humans as his supreme commander in the next buggers versus human war. Graf thinks that at the young age of 6, Ender will be the perfect candidate to help save the world from being taken over by buggers. After going through training with flying suits, learning through advanced computer games, and using blasters, Ender quickly shows he's the superior kid his age, so Graf keeps moving him up in order for him to get the most exposure in the quickest amount of time. However, with all this pressure, training, bullying, failure, and relationships eventually catch up to the emotional and delicate Ender Wiggins for him to get quit and sent back home, this interesting read will surely answer that for you. Ender's character reminds me of the famous Rocky Balboa from the movie series Rocky. Everyone knows Rocky is the Italian stallion that was mocked for trying to do something he will never achieve, become a professional boxer. Well, his underdog story is just like that of Ender Wiggins. Ender never came as a hotshot or someone everyone was fond of. They thought he was here by mistake and waited for him to flunk out, just like Rocky in his boxing gym. And just like Rocky, we see character development where they begin to learn how to deal with his haters and make friends along the way that help them achieve their goals rather than shooting them down. Rocky finds Apollo Creed to be his mentor after they fight in the ring, and Rocky has a surprising victory. At the same thing with Ender Wiggins, he fights against the most dangerous 12-year-old in the battle school, Petra Arkanen. Both characters also seem to gain confidence the more and more the story goes on, because of these mentors, who are really the ones who seem to have trust and believe in their apprentice's ability to make it to the next level. Rocky gets to the point where he is fighting star boxers from around the world, while Ender's battling against soldiers twice his age and twice his size. It only shows how empowering both characters could be and how influencing they are to the readers. This book is inspiring and unique because of the way Ender deals with his challenges. He's considered to be an outsider, forced to live with the fact that he's a third in a society that allows only 2 children. Because of this, he became a quiet and witty boy that seems to get a connection to the readers, that anyone can be a leader and take on challenges that lay ahead of them, which only demonstrates that being a leader doesn't take humongous muscles or insane smarts. It only takes common sense, courage, and determination to become the leader of an army. I would recommend this book to those who love to see character development, a fighter story, and someone who relies on brains over brawn to beat enemies that are bigger and stronger than them. This is also good for those who enjoy futuristic societies and wacky gadgets that help make you fly, resist the pain, and fit for war. These type of events that take place in the book make it entertaining and an emotional roller coaster. It makes you think about how difficult it is for someone to adapt to change and the process of how they have to deal with it and why everything happens for a reason. These critical questions are answered throughout Ender's journey and training within the battle school, when Ender has adapted with the bullies, promotions, and even when he has to leave his family and everything he's ever loved back on Earth. Not to mention that his whole life is almost programmed by the battle school principals and has to maneuver around all their obstacles in order for them to get the best out of Ender and to help shape him into the leader they are desperately need of. While this book seems to ride high in the collection of my favorite books, there are some downsides to it, of course. For some, the idea of bouncing around in the setting and constantly introducing new characters and ideas may be confusing and unentertaining to some. It seems to be that the book is unevenly spaced, where certain events are dragged out longer than they should, and others seem to be crammed into the plot. Yet, the overall plot and characters' personality shadows these issues and make this book one heck of a read. Now tell me, what's stopping you from getting this book? That's right, absolutely nothing. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy the beginning of summer with ice cream, plenty of sunscreen, and of course, Ender's Game. This was Justin Cedino, signing off, hoping that everyone listening stays safe, healthy, and in good spirits.